Growing up in my family, Christmas was a delight. We always had so much food for Christmas, and we always played games on Christmas Day, and Christmas Eve too, always games. And remember, we're playing games, you hear someone say, "Oh, you're just like Mom," or "You're just like Dad." Either someone said something, probably the older ones, or did something. The older ones took care of the younger ones. I wasn't one of the younger ones. But we always hear that because we knew we were much like our parents, how we acted, what we said. And the Croziers, who have met my religious community, have met my family, they've said to me, "Stephen, you're just like your father. Loving, caring, and stubborn." Just like my dad. But it was my family that taught me my faith. My family taught us how to live the values of the Christian faith, taught us to be compassionate, merciful, loving, caring, forgiving. We were taught to never hold a grudge on anyone. And believe me, there were many times I wanted to hold a grudge on my brothers and sisters. But we taught, no, we don't do that. So we would fight and then we'd play games. This is, you don't hold a grudge. All of us are really called not to recognize who we are. Who are we in the family of Christ? Because we are who we are because what's been told us, what we've heard in our family, or what we've experienced in our family, and what we've embraced in our family. Good and bad, this is who we are. Because we've embraced what we've learned and experienced in our family. Even Jesus learned who he was through Mary and Joseph. They showed him what it meant to be a son of the chosen people of God. They taught him, I'm sure they taught him, all the law of Moses, the greatest commandment to love God above all and our neighbor as ourselves. I'm sure they taught him that. They teach him everything, forming them in the memory of who the people of God are, where it comes from, and how we started, and how God has delivered us, all the stories, and then all the traditions, how it moves us to be faithful to the covenant of God. I'm sure they taught him everything, and he is who he is because of what was taught to them and showed them in his family. One of the things I recognize is that we're here today in the gospel, very, very beginning of the gospel. Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to Jerusalem and presented him to the Lord. That says right there, he's not just my child or our child. He's the child of the Lord's. He's a child of the family, the bigger family, that family of Israel. He's that part of that family. I was thinking, well, do we realize that we are much more than just members of our own local family? We belong to a bigger family, family of God, the adopted children of God. We belong to that family. And we're being shaped in how we're called to live as that big family. So we gather here around the table of the Lord. We hear stories of Old Testament, New Testament. Here's stories of how God is faithful in this covenant. How he says here, if we are blessed if we walk in his ways. If we fear the Lord and walk in his ways, we will know the blessing of God. We hear that right today in the psalm and the first reading. And Paul tells us, really, how are we called to love? How we are really called to live is to love one another with compassion, mercy, forgiveness, all that. We hear that whenever we gather for Mass, we're always hearing what God is doing in his word, what God has done, what God continues to do in us. But we also are formed and shaped to give thanks and praise for what God is doing in our life as we gather here. Because Christ, in his love and compassion for us, died on the cross for us. First born as a little child, raised, suffered, and died, and now we know he's risen to new life. We gather here to give thanks for that. Be formed as people of thanksgiving. People who really give thanks for what God is doing in our life. But never just to stay here and go home and say, well, I gave thanks. But always sent out. Always sent out to continue what we've learned here. To share among the whole people of God. That's what we're all called to do. The Holy Family is a model for us of how they took in Christ Jesus. They took him in their lives. They taught him everything. And they taught him how to love and show compassion. That he was so willing even to give his life. I think one of the best things we could do to really live the life we've given is to listen to God, to his will and be obedient. That's exactly what Mary and Joseph did and Jesus. They taught them how to listen to God's will and be obedient. They listened and they followed. They were following what God wanted them to do. And then Jesus himself so much listened to God and was willing to do what God the Father wanted, even giving himself for us, all out of love. There is a story I met about this woman named Lisa. She has 4 children, 9 grandchildren. Her husband, she'd been married to her husband Lou for 43 years. And she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Her family was there for her. Her children and grandchildren were there. They organized how she would, when she would go to chemotherapy, how she would get food, how she needs some rest. They took completely care of her. That when all the treatment was done, because she had a lot, she had what, 13 surgeries and 83 treatments and suffering, when it was all done, she was cancer-free. And someone said to her, "Well, what are you thankful for? What was it from your experience of this cancer?" She says, "That my family loved me." And her husband next to her said, "We have always loved you. I think the family showed you we love you." So there's a difference. You can say, "Oh, I love you," but if I don't show it, do you really believe it? And their family showed her that we love you by being there for her, helping her out that she needed help, giving her the rest that she needed. That's what the family is for, to teach us to continue to live those values that we've learned in this large family here, the family of God. As we continue this Christmas journey, this is almost over with, 1 more week, and then how look at ourselves and how am I living the values in my life that God has given to us, through my family, through the larger family. How am I living it? How am I loving and showing compassion to those who really need it? Who have I not talked to recently? I really need to talk to. Who have I called? Or who haven't I written to? Who haven't stopped by? Maybe that's how we need to share more love and compassion for one another. When St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta won a Nobel Prize, she was being interviewed by someone, and they asked her, "We're going, this is 1979, we're going through difficult times here. What can you say to help us?" And she said, very simply, "Go home and love your family." My brothers and sisters, let us go home and show our family that we love them.